Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at Coverings 2019 in Orlando, and I'm with Raj Shaw, the president of MSI Surfaces. Raj, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. We're doing great. Great day here in Florida, so looking forward to talking to you.
Yeah, second day of the show. What do you think of the show? It's on par with the traffic we saw in Atlanta last year, don't you think?
I think that's right. We're seeing a lot of the customers come in. You know, there's been consolidation in the industry, so for us, we always are looking at the quality of customer versus the quantity that come by, and it just continues to improve every year.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about MSI. We did an interview in January, and you had told me that you had changed the name, I guess you put after MS International, it's now MSI Surfaces, and you did that because you've gotten into the LVT business. We'll talk a little bit more about that, but you also had told me that in 18 versus 17, you had another year of double-digit growth, right?
That's right, Kemp. We did change our tagline to MSI Surfaces from MSI Stone.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't just a reflection of LVT, but it was really reflecting who we are as a company today. Today, you know, we're a full-service surfacing company. We have quartz, porcelain, ceramic, mosaics, stack stone, and LVT, and we really wanted to reflect that to the marketplace. Because of all these products that we are in, including porcelain pavers, porcelain slabs, the quartz products, we were able to achieve double-digit growth. We're thanking our customers for it and the hard work of our team for that.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people categorize you as one of the big threes as far as being a distributor, importer. And like you say, the beauty of that is that you don't have assets tied up in factories and you're able to source from all over the world and bring your customers the kind of products that their consumers are looking for, right?
That's right. I mean, the most important thing for MSI is we want to deliver what the consumer is looking for. Mm-hmm. So our team spends a lot of time looking at the consumer and what they are looking for as products go. And our job is to work with retailer dealers to make dream surfaces attainable. You know, that happens to be LVT, ceramic tile, and quartz products today. And that's where we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this move of getting into LVT was actually a smart move, I guess, because we come to the show and we hear the statistics that, you know, from a dollar perspective, tile is only up maybe a half a point, and from a unit perspective, maybe 1.5 points. So this business has, I guess, been impacted by the LVT business, hasn't it?
You know, I look at the numbers and the way you say it is absolutely true, but I will tell you, most of us don't have large market share in porcelain tile, so there's tons of opportunity out there. And especially if you look at the worldwide usage of tile, the U.S. is amongst the lowest in per capita usage.
Uh-huh.
And one of the big opportunities is outdoors and the wall. And today, LVT can't be a substitute product for either scenario. So there's just a ton of opportunity. It's our job of a company like ours and our competition to really inspire the consumer to use the products in different places. And I think we'll all see growth.
What do you think the secret is behind your growth?
It really comes down to our tagline. It's really simple. We want to make dream surfaces attainable.
Yeah.
So we're trying to give the best value with the best looks, with the best trend to our retailer, dealer, customers, who then provide that to the end consumer. So it's a very simple strategy of we want to have the most affordable and most value-driven products and inspire consumers to use, whether it's porcelain, ceramic, LVT, mosaic, stack stone, in places they could never have imagined. Go back to a simple statistic that, you know, if we can take 0.5% of market share from paint, just 0.5%, we can double the size of our industry.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, they say about diversity and where these hard surfaces can go. Like you say, there's all kinds of opportunity, whether it be walls, cladding, you know, countertops, outdoor. There's plenty of room for growth.
There absolutely is. I mean, there's no end in sight. And like we've said, you can continue to find new places to use the products, and there's tons of innovation going on. Just 3 years ago, there was no way to think of using porcelain outdoors or on countertops, and you know, LVT with easy install. You know, it's just 2 years ago, everyone was talking about labor being in huge shortage and the price being driven up. Well, the industry innovated around it, so there's just a lot of innovation and ways to help the consumer solve his problems.
Well, another quick word about your success. I mean, how many locations do you have now?
You know, we're up to 30, and in the next 6 months or so, you can expect to see another 7.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited about the growth opportunities. We're seeing a strong industry, so we're here to invest heavily and work with our customers to keep the consumer happy.
I toured your facility last year in Atlanta, and it was something else. I mean, it's a place for, you know, not only residential products, but the design community to come there and see what can be done with these products, right?
Absolutely. You know, our showrooms, our team, our trend team and marketing team spend a lot of time on our showrooms and our products. And we want product to be the hero. So designers, builders, retailer dealers can feel free to send the consumers over. And this is the one way we use to inspire them.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know you're a privately held company, family run company, and so this is our estimate, but we estimate that you've got over $1 billion in sales, and scale is another reason for your success. I mean, you've gotten to size now where you can be very competitive, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I would assume even when we were smaller, we could be competitive, but my dad's an engineer, as I think you know, and
yeah,
he's always pushing me, my brother, and the whole team to use our scale and volume to continue to deliver products at the best prices possible in the country.
Yeah, you mentioned your family. Everybody in your family is in this business and they're passionate about it, right?
Yeah, all four of us. My mom still comes to the office every day. My dad's here at the show right now and my brother's here. We have a very close-knit family and we work together, and I must say we're very blessed to have that.
Okay, Raj, it's great to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Raj Shaw, the president of MSI Surfaces at Coverings 2019, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.